Hey guys, Gwen here. I know I've not been on since the beginning of Big Brother 20. I think my last episode I was talking about the ending of Big Brother 7. But I do have some things to say about Big Brother 21, Big Brother 21. And so I decided that I needed to kind of share them and get them off my chest. So I had kind of a rough off season. Some of you know what was going on with that, but I'm doing much better now, and so I'm back, and I've been watching the feeds for a couple weeks now, and I wasn't really sure that I had, like, high hopes for the cast when I saw the interviews with, I actually watched both Jeff's and Ika's. There were a few people that I kind of thought maybe had a shot. I thought, like, Tommy probably had a pretty good shot. I liked Chrissy's interview, and I'm not gonna lie, like, I saw Jack immediately and was just like, oh my gosh, he is very good looking. But it wasn't anything more than that. Like, I wasn't like, oh yeah, he's gonna be a great player or anything like that. But almost immediately, within like 2 days of the feeds being on and watching the feeds a lot, and just kind of watching to see, like, how everything lined up, and I was almost immediately turned off. Like, it was pretty, like, obvious from, like, I think, like, day two or three that the majority of the Grateful Alliance were just absolute trash, like, seriously trash. I actually, at that point, I still think I had hope for, like, Nick and Bella and Sam, and, like, my whole goal and hope was that they would, like, break off. Basically, like, gather all, like, the misfits and the outcasts together, and then they could